Someone was standing near the other side of the door, blocking the view. Then the person moved, and Ryan blinked at the sudden brightness. The sun had broken through the heavy cloud, giving a rare vision of a full dawn. He saw a space of trampled earth and snow immediately in front of the building. The broken wall, with its sinister, fire-blackened crucifix, faced him. In front of the wall, a low platform had been contrived from old wooden boxes. Resembling a rough table, the platform was about 6 feet by 4 feet. Several women, all hooded, were ranged around it, along with their leader, Ezekiel Horn. The rest of the community stood nearby in a half circle, hands folded into their long sleeves.
What's going on?
Can't tell. Some sort of ritual. Worshipping the dawn or...
Accept this our sacrifice, the greatest we can offer. Take our Dark Lord.
Horn lifted his hand. Ryan saw that it contained a broad-bladed dagger of glittering obsidian. The women around the table parted, and at last he could see the object of their attention. Bound with black ropes, naked and seemingly unconscious, lay Hennings. The knife began to descend.
No!
Ryan's yell of rage was probably the only thing that could have checked the falling blade. There was no time to fire a gun to save Hen, no time to blast open the door and ice the crazed priest. But the shout made Horn hesitate, and the blade slid past Hen's naked chest.
Christy, quick!
The girl didn't need encouragement. Ryan's response had been so electric that it meant instant action. With long, slender fingers, she gripped the edge of the door where the frame was warped by the cold. Her eyes closed and her lips tightened. Through gritted teeth, she whispered the incantation to enable her to draw on her hidden power.
Mother. Earth Mother, help me. Help me.
No!
Daylight burst into their room around the shattered door. Ryan was first out, followed immediately by Oki, then JB, all of them opening fire on the murderous group. Ryan's new G-12 was set on 3-round bursts, giving him a lethal firing rate. The caseless bullets tore through the black-robed women standing around Hennings. Horn dropped to his hands and knees behind the altar, scuttling toward cover like an insect uncovered beneath a rock. JB and Oki both fired their mini-Uzis, handling the small guns almost as easily as if they were just pistols. Bodies spun and danced, carried by the streams of lead, tumbling to the chill stone, tangled in frozen embraces. Ryan took his finger off the trigger and looked around the open area between the buildings. Apart from 4 or 5 of the crazies who were moaning and crying for help, it was over.
I'll take him.
Oki stalked among the corpses, her boots splashing in blood. She set her blaster on single shot and, stooping and firing, put a round through the necks of all the wounded.
Lori, get Hennings untied and dressed. His clothes must be over there. Doc, go with her and keep watch. Might still be some of them around and... Hey, that bastard Horn, he's gone!
That way.
Ryan spun around to see Christy leaning on the frame of the ruined door, her face as pale as parchment, a tiny thread of blood trickling from the corner of her mouth.
Where? You all right?
Yeah, just... I heard him run. Like a rat in a cellar. That way, behind the cross on the wall.
A burst of fire made Ryan duck, but it was only JB wasting a man who'd come tottering out of a hut, waving a great cleaver with a chipped edge. The apostle, Ezekiel Horn, had appeared from behind a tumble-down wall, his hands stretched out, one of them gripping the obsidian knife. His eyes were blank and staring. A hideous parody of a smile hung on his lips.
I will not stay here. This place is now soiled with blood. I shall lead my children from this valley of dark abomination into the plain of lightness.
Doc was on the far side of the altar, getting ready to cut him loose, and was directly in the line of fire, blocking Oki, JB, and Ryan from shooting down the madman.
Hit him, Doc!
Use your cannon!
Horn drew nearer to the old-timer.
As I go, surely shall I not go alone. This sacrifice shall be not maimed nor worthless.
Do it now, Doc!
Bust him!
Like someone waking from a long dream, Doc Tanner began to fumble with the flap of the holster attached to his broad leather belt. But his fingers were cold, and it seemed to take an eternity. Horn was so close in line that none of the others could take him out without risking Doc's life. Had the skeletal man been holding a blaster, none of them would have hesitated, even if it meant wiping Doc out at the same time. But a knife was a close-range threat. The antique Lama was so heavy that Doc nearly dropped it as he clumsily thumbed the hammer back. Horn was almost on top of him, already raising the gleaming midnight blade, just as he had when he'd been about to rip the living heart from Hen's body. The pistol was adjusted to fire its 63 caliber shotgun round. Holding the pistol in both hands, Doc squeezed the trigger. Ryan saw the way that the Lamont kicked high in the old man's grip, but at that range, with that sort of charge, he really couldn't miss. The skinny preacher was thrown back by the impact. His black coat disappeared into tatters and rags, and a great fountain of blood sprayed out from him. He landed flat on his back, his knife flying high in the bright morning air. The shot had hit him in the center of the chest, pulping ribs, driving the razored splinters of bone into his heart and lungs, and killing him instantly. Some of his blood splashed onto the broken wall behind him. Ryan looked up at the tortured figure of the Christ on the cross. Its midnight sheen was now dappled with fresh crimson that ran down the anguished face, the thighs, the ankle stumps.
Who got the ace on the fucking line with that one, Doc?
The old man holstered the smoking pistol and turned away without saying a word. Hen was almost gray with exposure, and it took a great blazing fire and much effort to bring some life back into his limbs. The shooting had awakened Finnegan, who came lurching outside just after Doc iced the leader of the crazies. He wiped the sleep from his bleary eyes.
Oh, what the fuck is going on here?
Hen eventually recovered, though there were numerous scratches and bites on his body, particularly around his thighs and the lower part of his belly. And his penis was scabbed and bloody from what looked like severe friction burns on it. As soon as he was coherent and dressed, Ryan ordered everyone back to the buggies, ready to move. Doc had walked off by himself and returned only now, when he heard the roar of the engines. He looked pale. Ryan took him to one side.
You feeling okay? You know, Doc, you did what you had to. That bastard would have opened you from...
Thorax to pubis, Ryan. Yes, I know. But killing does not come easy to me.
It's a craft you have to learn, Doc. Just like any other.
Then I vow I will do my best. Ah.
What?
While walking there alone with my contemplations, I recalled something I had forgotten.